Delling poll, Clarkson says Greta Thunberg deserves a smacked bottom. By James Delling poll on November 11, 2021. Jeremy Clarkson has said that Greta Thunberg is a Swedish doom goblin. An annoying little bucket of ego and a pest who deserves a smacked bottom. His remarks have prompted the usual confected outrage from the usual suspects. The farmer, car enthusiast and controversialist wrote in his Sunday Times column, "I simply don't get the Thunberg phenomenon. She has no knowledge of how the world works, no manners and no letters after her name because instead of going to school, she's been busy sailing around the world so she can be Marty and abusive to grown-ups. What she needs is a smacked bottom." This offended lots of people. Or so a rather desperate hit piece in Mail Online claimed, citing a handful of complaints from a few professional offense takers on the internet. One of them wrote, 61-year-old Jeremy Clarkson calling for 18-year-old Greta Thunberg to have her bottom smacked deserves a far more response than it got. Middle-aged white men using column inches to have pops at a young girl who is concerned about the environment is just ing weird. Actually, though, this tells us far more about the dodgy distraction techniques of the wokerati than it does about either Clarkson or Thunberg. Know how the author of that particular missive has chosen to focus not on the tenor of Clarkson's argument, that Thunberg is an annoying little ignoramus who has delighted us quite enough, but instead, somewhat creepily, on the references to Greta's bottom. Simultaneously, that same tweeter has tried to turn it into yet another tedious intersectionalist whinge about age and sex, middle-aged white men. In fact, most of the offended responses cited both in the Mail and the Standard employ the same underhand technique. The aim is twofold: to deny a right-leaning commentator the use of his full rhetorical armory, humor, old-fashioned, seaside postcard smut, etc., by implying that jokes are no longer permissible. Ideally to get Jeremy Clarkson cancelled by suggesting that he has really pushed it too far this time. Meanwhile, in the real world, Jeremy Clarkson's point stands. Doom goblin Greta Thunberg really is just about the most annoyingly overexposed school dropout in the world. At COP26, which she has now left, the little attention seeker managed to grab a few more column inches by declaring the event a failure. She said, "The COP has turned into a PR event where leaders are giving beautiful speeches and announcing fancy commitments and targets, while behind the curtains the governments of the global North countries are still refusing to take any drastic climate action. This is all trivially true. I made many similar points in my recent piece. COP26 is just an eco-fascist, globalist gaslighting operation, parts of which could almost have been written by Greta herself. Or at least by whoever does her writing for her. But we shouldn't be remotely shocked or surprised that doom goblin Greta is publicly criticizing COP26. This is part of the theater, her role in the circus. Thunberg is a puppet of the globalist elite with a very specific part to play. Cheerleader for the angry, disaffected, youthful populace who declare noisily that no measure, however extreme, is enough to combat climate change. When our governments make outrageous impositions on our freedoms and our economic well-being in the name of climate change, Thunberg is there to give the impression that they are being moderate, proportionate, because if she had her way they would have pushed it much further." Clarkson is absolutely right to have a dig at Thunberg. She is a toxic little minx.